Hi, it's me, Mark. And we are in the middle of August, or well, I guess this is August 9th. I guess tomorrow will be August 10th. And then it follows, it's going to be August 11th. Anyway, I'm happy to report that the new Candleshore Studios are up and running. And the move that I had to make has been made. So the move is made. How's that? And in a good place, good sound, dry place. With no mold behind the walls, no leaky faucets, no dripping pipes. And I doubt very seriously if I will have to bail out 60 or 70 gallons of water anytime soon. Anyway, just a quick heads up to let you know that although the Candleshore blog will still be coming back online on a regular basis, as of September 1st, I am going to be putting up a lot of or some interesting podcasts that I will be doing. At least I think they're interesting. I hope you do too, and informative. And I'm going to be revamping the Candleshore site itself. And as some of you may know, I really have two sites. They're supposed to kind of reflect each other. There's a Candleshore blog, of course. It's CandleshoreBlog.com. See if you can say that five times. But the main site is, the primary site is Candleshore, CandleshoreE.com. And it's been a couple of years. I was on a different mission when I the last update, which was about 2 years ago. So I'm going to make some big changes to it, hopefully to make it more current, more dynamic, put a better user interface on it. It's going to be a pretty neat project. I'm looking forward to doing it. It's going to take some time, but we'll get it underway very soon. So, and as I update the site with new features, hopefully we can start pointing everyone to Candleshore. And then, of course, there'll be a link to the Candleshore blog and on and on and on and on. And there's still some interesting things on the Candleshore blog, Candleshore site, but it definitely needs to be updated, and I've been very remiss in getting that done. So since I'm taking, we're taking a kind of a short hiatus, I'm going to take some time to do that. I am getting my music library back up and running. I've been sitting on it for a couple of weeks. I must admit, about a couple of months or however long it's been since the drama happened. I guess it's been a little over a month. Seems a lot longer. But my iPhones still have all the information on them. And so because of that, I haven't bothered to get them back to my computer. But now that we have the studios in their new sunny location here in Southern California, I guess I will get underway with that. In fact, I'm going to be doing some of that tonight. Also, I was participated in a very nice conference today. I think it's Tech Talk, where they were debuting or at least discussing Digitize. And for those of you who are low vision or blind who need a very easy to use, inexpensive, although not cheap, but it's, you know, $29 or whatever it is. I think that's what the price is of this recording. You might consider going to the Apple App Store if you have an iPhone, iPod, or iOS, I guess I should say, even though it's not for the computers yet, for the Mac. Shouldn't say yet, it isn't. You know, you might want to invest in Digitize. It helped me a great deal. I used it to label all my boxes before and after, you know, before and after. When I was starting to packing and then unpacking is really what I need to say. Gee, you can tell I'm getting a little rusty here the way I'm running on and on and on. Anyway, I'm in a good place, both physically. No, not physically. Yeah, physically too, but I meant emotionally. And physically, I guess I mean in terms of where I'm actually living. When I said physically a minute ago, I kind of thought I meant physically, like, you know, my hip's not hurting or haven't hurt a knee or something or something or something. So, but anyway, I'm definitely getting back on the ball, getting projects back underway. Going to be a lot of neat changes coming up for the blog and the site and for me and for you. So if you haven't done so, go ahead and subscribe to the blog, CandleshoreBlog.com. Obviously, we have the Mark Taylor Candleshore podcast. I have several shows on iTunes, and they're all going to be very, I'm going to put this up on all of them, but they're going to be very different in their content. And that's kind of a neat thing. And, of course, I'm going to be doing more demonstrations of some what I think are really fabulous iPhone applications that I'm hoping that not just for blind and low vision folks, but for everybody. So it's going to be kind of interesting time. So stay tuned. We have a Twitter page, of course, Candleshore. I think it's just called Candleshore on my Twitter page. Obviously, we do Audioboo. I do not have a Facebook page, and I don't really anticipate getting one anytime soon. By the way, I want to thank you all very much for all the wonderful emails I received since my last live, since my last in-person podcast when I announced the hiatus of the blog. Really very touching. It means a great deal to me. I can't thank you enough. You can send email. There's a couple of email addresses. If you just go to the Candle Shore site, at the bottom of the page, it'll say, you know, click here to send an email. I am going to be putting a feature on the website, since people do tend to want to call and chat and talk about different things. I will be putting a widget up on the site that is screen reader accessible that will allow you to call me no matter where I am. You know, I have to turn the feature on, but it'll just ring whatever phone I'm sitting at. So we can have a live conversation. You can do it either from your phone or from your computer, and it won't cost you anything. Kind of a neat feature. I've been wanting to implement it for a while, and I think it'll be something nice to explore because I really still, you know, my main mission is to help as many people as I can. So having said that, stay tuned in the coming days and weeks, and remember to make a joyful noise. I know I am. Take care, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.